Blog Talk Radio.
Just wanna make it to heaven. Just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna talk to the river. I wanna be free from sin. Oh, oh, oh. I just want my name written. Oh Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over.
Hallelujah. Pastor Bill,
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for that selection, Pastor. And I'd like to share a scripture from 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we're giving you thanks for your word. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor, Father God. Lord, we're praying for each and every one, Father God, as we grow in the word of God. And we welcome the Holy Spirit on this broadcast and in our hearts, that will open up our hearts at to this word today, Father God. We're praying for those in Florida, Father God. We know that you are in control, and we're just praying for the families, Father God, and we just ask that you would just strengthen them during a time such as this, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that come up against this broadcast and against our pastor and the listeners and those that participate. But we want to grow stronger in the word of God, and we want to open up our hearts to this word. Lord, we ask that you would be with those that are sick and shut in. You said by your stripes we are healed. Be with those who are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to open up our hearts to the word today and allow your word to be in our hearts, Father God. And help us to meditate on this word day and night, Father God. We give you praise, and we're thanking you, Father God, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, for that beautiful prayer. And we're going to get started. We're talking about being united in Christ. That's our job, is to unite the body of Christ. So he's given us these gifts to do that. So man is without excuse. Now, he may try to build his own thing, and y'all please hear me, but that don't have anything to do with Christ. And I'm learning things every day, man. God is just really revealing himself. You know, there's a lot of people, they have scriptures, and they have a lot of stuff, but what they don't have is the true word of God living in them. They can quote them, they can write it, but God expects for us to live by that. For those that may not know it, God expects nothing less than we live by what the word of God says, literally. And I'm going to say that again, literally. Because you can know these scriptures and not be able to, and not live by them is a whole new ball game. So it's important that we understand that what God is calling us to do and be at such a time as this. So we're going to ask Miss Sharon if she'll read from Ephesians 4 and 8 through 13.
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thanks for that beautiful selection and the beautiful prayer. 8-13 reads as follows. Wherefore he saith, when he is set up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that ascended, what it is it but that he also descended. First into the lower parts of the earth, he descended the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain. He captured the enemy. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down, down to the valley of earth? And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we all move rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen.
I just can't get over that coming out the Messenger Bible. Fully alive like Christ. Christ is alive, brothers and sisters. And if you're not teaching a resurrected Christ, you're teaching the wrong thing.
Yeah.
At a time like this, we need a living God. We need a living Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our job is to edify his body. And so hopefully this week we'll get into that, because there's certain things that we must do. If you're planning on edifying the body of Christ, building it up, it's going to start with the Word of God. And usually start with the mind. Who all know it starts with the mind? Romans 12. We'll read that, Romans 12. It starts with the mind, brothers and sisters. If you're not willing to do this, it's all on you now. You're going to have the mind to accept what God has said. You're going to have the mind to accept a new way than the old way. Your mindset got to be right. So in Romans 12, 1 and 2, you want to read that for me, please?
Yes, Pastor. In Romans 12, 1 and 3, it reads as follows. I beseech you, poor brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which in your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. Amen.
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 Yeah, sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, a sacrifice, as an animal according to God's law, a priest would kill that animal, cut it in pieces, and place it upon the altar. and that would represent the sacrifice. So it's really important that we understand this. But even in the Old Testament, God made it clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. And that's where we got to come to, brothers. It's about obedience to his word. And you're gonna minister, you're going to have to walk in obedience. 1 Samuel 15:22 is one of the scriptures I want to refer to because I want you to see this in 1 Samuel 15:22. Now, if we don't discuss all these scriptures in depth today, don't worry about it because we will get to them. But I just want to make sure that we get some of the substance or the supporting cast for this message today. That's really important to me. Okay, so if you'd like to read that 1 Samuel 15:22.
Read this song. Oh, I'm sorry. My computer's taking a little bit long. Okay. It reads as follows. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight is burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs." Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Then Samuel said, "Do you think all God wants are sacrifices, empty rituals, just for show? He wants you to listen to him. Plain listening is the thing. Not stacking a lavish religious production." Amen.
You might want to read that again, Pastor.
Oh, yes. Amen. Then Samuel said, "Do you think all God wants are sacrifices, empty rituals, just for show? He wants you to listen to him. Plain listening is the thing, not stacking a lavish religious production." Amen, amen.
You see, Samuel said, "If the Lord has delight with burning offering and sacrifice, as he would be with your obedience." In other words, make a comparison here. He'd rather you follow instructions. It's far better than you making sacrifice. See, we were taught earlier to always make a sacrifice. "Well, I'm giving this, I'm giving that, I'm doing this." Brother, sister, ain't about your sacrifice. It's about obedience. That's what God looks for. Somebody going to take this word and live it. Somebody going to take this word and do it. Lord, your word, you gave us these tips, but we're going to obey you. We're going to do what your word says. That's what God looks for. Just for people who are going to walk in this stuff, okay? I mean, even Psalms 40:6, if you want to go there. Psalms 40:6 and Amos 5:21-24, you'll see it as well. But God wants us to offer ourselves, not animals, as living sacrifice. It was easy to offer animals, but how about yourself? Now, what does that require? That requires daily, and I'm going to say it again because I want everybody to understand this. What is required, not animals, but daily laying aside our own desires to follow him, putting all our energy and resources at his disposal. Boy, I think that's an awesome thing when you think about Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, you guide me. Lord, I don't know which way to go. I decided that you be the pilot. I'm going to be the co-pilot. Lord, I'm going to sit in the passenger seat and let you sit in the driver's seat. Lord, I've already made up in my mind. I'm not going nowhere unless you tell me. I'm not going to the right or to the left unless you tell me. Lord, I want to be like a horse with a bit in his mouth. You're the one to tell me what to do. When you pull it, I'll stop. When you pull it to the right, I'm going to your right. When you pull it to the left, I'm... See, Lord, you got me.
Hallelujah.
See,
hallelujah.
Is, brother and sister. It's a shame that man put bits in horses' mouth to get them. And here we are, this intelligent creature who we Christians are called to be conformed like Christ, rather than conform to the world. I better say that again.
Yeah.
You are required, I mean, going back to that Roman scripture there, he's telling us to be not conformed to this world. Now, that's deep right there. I just wish I had time to talk about what it means to be conformed to this world. Worldly things, worldly church, worldly praise. I was sharing this with somebody just on yesterday. We want to do everything the world want to do. Whatever the world, they want to bring it into the organized church. Why? Because the kingdom of God is suffering. Listen to me, beloved. The kingdom of God is suffering. And the reason it's suffering, because people won't obey the word of God. So that's what's going on right now. And you have to be able to see this through the eyes of the Spirit. And when you see this through the eyes of the Spirit, you'll understand that, y'all excuse me for one moment there. Let me turn it down. Okay. When he says, don't become like the people of this world, you need to get your piece of paper and make a list. And you can start with the worldly church. Don't start outside the worldly church. That's where you go. Well, you said, preacher, why is that? Remember Ephesians 4, what we're supposed to be doing? Edifying the body of Christ. A lot of those people part of the body of Christ, they just walking in obedience. So please, fix your attention on the things of God. No reason Colossians 3 tells us to set our affection on things above and not on things beneath. But it's all predicated on if you've been risen. If you've been risen.
Yeah.
If you haven't been risen, you don't want to conform to the things of God. I'll tell you that right off. You're on a march with God with that one. But Lord, why I got to do it like this? Why I got to? But you see, if you walk in obedience, I'm trying to get there. If you walk in obedience, Lord, whatever you say, I'm cool with it. I have no problem with it. Because I realize, you know, I'm the clay. You're the potter. Make me like you want me. I'm not going to tell you how to make me. I'm not going to tell you. Hey, this is your business. I just happen to be part of it. You know the worst thing? The worst. You want me to tell you what's real crazy? I want y'all to, I know y'all going to think, man, God's ought to know better. But I'm going to tell you. I'd rather for a nurse to give me a shot than a mechanic.
I know that's right. Amen.
I want y'all to see this. I mean, my pilots, they can fly those cars, those planes and all that good stuff. And they awesome, too. But I don't want them driving no tractor trailer in front of me.
All right.
I want the pilot to stick to being a pilot. make a truck driver stick to being a truck driver. Now, I'm not saying he can't do it all, but if I want a good meal, if I really want a good meal, and I know what grandmama can do, and I know what, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I'd rather a cook cook me food than a seamstress.
Come on. Come on. Say it now.
Yeah. See, if I'm going to get my clothes him, I'm not taking it to the cook.
All right.
I just kind of see my way of thinking here. Because, see, when he says that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice to make it holy and acceptable unto God, which is your redeemed servant, and be not conformed to this world way of thinking, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to go through this transformation. It has to be a transformation. And I continue to tell you all, that's what God expected out of the body of Christ. One time I did a thing on being transformed from carnal to spiritual. Jesus transformed us with his word. When you think about John 17, we're being transformed, brothers and sisters. But here's my you'll never get transformed into the Word of God unless you understand God's vision. And God's vision is all predicated on his word. His vision is not outside of his word. Now, for some people, their way of thinking is outside of the Word of God. So it's so important. Now, I know it sounds like I'm going over everything, but I want you to get it. It's so important that you be not conformed to this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't do nothing but just take that right there and do a research on that, what it really means not to be conformed to this world.
Amen.
Now, I know what these churches will tell you, but some of these churches, they only compare to worldly things. See, it's worldly thing comparing to worldly things. So whatever worldly, they're going to say, don't drink, don't smoke, don't do this. Because, see, those are worldly things that they're going to compare themselves to, and they're not going to do worldly things, and they're not really looking at it. This is a spiritual thing, man. We are to edify and fill up the body of Christ. So when he's telling us to have our minds renewed, he's talking about spiritual. Why are you doing that? So you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's why you do that.
Yeah.
You will. You. Everything will be determined by what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
Everything. You're not going to try to do anything without making sure the Word of God is stuck right in the beginning and at the end. So it's definitely in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
All right.
I don't see why God would want to go off track. So when he tells us that the word were written these ages ago, now one can see that it's necessary for the Holy Spirit to guide, to guard, to direct, and to turn us into this perfect creature that he's calling us to be. And I like to find that he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, you can't describe us. Don't be trying to describe us to nobody. It won't work. Because we're creatures. And we're creatures after God's own heart.
Yeah. Amen.
For those that are in Christ, they're going to always point to God. They're going to always point to truth. They're going to always recognize there's oneness. And that oneness is in Christ Jesus and not in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's sacrifice. That's another reason God wants us walking in obedience, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you walk in obedience, the word began to cleanse us. And it's just not enough to be inspired by the Word of God. Just not enough. There's another leap you have to get. There's another level. There's another gear you have to shift in. That's when you crucify the flesh, your mind, your thoughts. See, all of those things die. What you thought you crucified?
All right.
So since you crucified that stuff, you need to have the mind of Christ now. So how do you get it? By being renewed. You're not going to get a born-again mind. I don't know if anybody realized that or not. You're not going to get a born-again mind. Your mind's going to have to be renewed on what? On the Word of God and on truth and not on religion, not on denomination, not on what you've been taught in the past, but into a new thing. Because that's what God's doing. Y'all continue to pray for me, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.